Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and this is Toni Stone. I am coming to you live once again from my hospital room, Kenneth Stone Hospital. Tonight is my last night here. I will be going back home to my family tomorrow, thank God. The doctor has pre-released me tomorrow, hoping that I do well through the night. And thus far, I have not had any negative episodes. Tonight, my show will be about manipulators and church folks, and not just church folks, but I emphasize church people because the label fits them perfectly as to why they are the biggest manipulators. And the reason why I want to talk about manipulation is because I see this happening a lot, and manipulators seeming to get ahead of the game. Although, I know that the Bible say, be not envious of the wicked, but sometimes I'm not envious of anyone because I do not possess a jealous bone in my body. However, but this is a touchy subject that I want to talk about tonight. And the reason why, I've had some flack about, oh, you're sick, and you're still doing radio. Well, I believe in the laws of attraction. If you're doing something that you're passionate about and you are deep down and you're happy, no one can take that from you. And therefore, you are healing yourself within. So this is a part of me right now, healing myself within, coming to you live, giving to you my best of what I have to give. Even though I'm sick, I am going to give you the best of Stoney. Now, we all know what it feels like to be emotionally manipulated. It can be extremely effective, which is why some unscrupulous individuals do it so much. Now, a few years ago, Facebook, in conjunction with researchers from Cornell and the University of California, conducted an experiment in which they intentionally played with the emotions of 689,000 users by manipulating their feeds, which is their news feeds, so that some users only saw negative stories while others only saw positive stories. Now, sure enough, when these people posted their own updates, they were greatly influenced by the mood of the post that they had previously been shown. Now, Facebook caught a lot of flake over this experiment, primarily because none of the participants gave their consent to join the study. Now, perhaps more frightening than Facebook's fake passes was just how easily people's emotions can be manipulated. After all, if Facebook can manipulate your emotions just by tweaking your news feed, imagine how much easier it is for a real-life person who knows your weaknesses and triggers them, okay? A skilled emotional manipulator can destroy your self-esteem and even make you question your sanity. Precisely because emotional manipulation can be so destructive that it's important for you to recognize it in your own life. It is not as easy as you might think because emotional manipulators are typically very skillful people. They start out with a subtle manipulation and raise the stakes over time, so slowly that you don't even realize it's happening. Fortunately, emotional manipulators are easy enough to spot if you know what to look for. I'm going to say this. I am not a manipulator, okay? Not at all. I get judged a lot because of my previous history. I am a previous convicted felon who has chosen to turn my life around. So I constantly get judged for something that I did, that I made. I am a masterminder or a previous masterminder, as opposed to a manipulator of a people's emotions, okay? So there's a difference there. I care about people. I have always cared about people. However, but at one point in my life, I cared more about my self-gain than I did about a corporation. I would never target an old lady, or I would never target an old man, or take from a child, or take the food out of someone else's mouth that I know that it's going to directly hurt. I'm more of a giver than a taker. So as a masterminder, I manipulated a situation that would affect America and not the little man, okay? So there's a difference there. I am an honest person, always has been, because there are hidden sides to us all. And when we look in the mirror, we are the people that have to deal with the manipulator, the masterminder, the con artist, the deceptor, whoever you are. You have to square him up and look him dead in the face. There is no denying that. The one thing about how to spot a true manipulator, they undermine your faith in your grasp of reality. Emotional manipulators are incredibly skilled liars. They insist an incident didn't happen when it did, and they insist they did or said something when they didn't. Now, the trouble is they're so good at it that you end up questioning your own sanity to insist that whatever caused the problem is a figment of your imagination. I'm doing radio right now. Insist that whatever caused the problem is a figment of your imagination. An extremely powerful way of getting out of trouble. Another thing, their actions don't always match their words. Now, with emotional manipulators, they will tell you what you want to hear, but their actions are another story. They pledge their support, but when it comes to follow through, they act as though your requests are extremely unreasonable. They tell you how lucky they are. They tell you how lucky they are to know you, then act as though you are a burden. This is just another way of undermining your belief in your own sanity. They make you question reality as you see it and mold your perception according to what is convenient to them. Now, when I talk about church folks and manipulators and hiding behind Jesus, and like this one lady who I got the job where I work at, she walks around the office all day, Father, Father, you know, calling on God's name all day. The Bible says do not call on his name in vain. You're manipulating Christ to make people see you as a Christian woman. However, you're far from that. So what you have done, you have manipulated the people in the office to make it appear that the person that brought you in is the bad guy and you're the good guy. Okay, but I already have a bad guy slate upon me because, of course, all you can say about me is that I've been to prison. Okay, but you've done so many things in your life that you haven't even gotten caught to go to prison for. I thank God for allowing me to go to prison, because during my stay in that state of being, he saved my soul. He helped me to recognize things that was in me that no one could take me to the mirror to say, hey, you need to pull this out of you, Christina. You got to get this together. So during my 7.5 years in the wilderness, I was able to recognize those things, correct those things, and come out a better woman. I thank God for that. And during my time there, I was able to write 6 motions to Obama, who answered all of them, and all those women are free, who had more years to do in prison. So there was an advantage that came out of that situation for me. And today I have no shame of where I've been, but I know where I am going because my soul has been set free. I am no longer a masterminder of anything. I am no longer to be manipulated or try to manipulate anyone for self-gain, because I know that I have enough positive things within me to bring to the table to bring great joy as a leader, as a woman. I am not meant to stand side by side by all. I am a leader. So therefore, sometimes we have to get out of situations that no longer serve us, because we are around manipulative and destructive people who want to see us oppressed, who does not want to see us go above and beyond, because they want to trampoline on your failures and never talk about their failures and never talk about their guilt and never talk about the things that they do. They want to trampoline on your failures and make you look bad and assassinate your character so that they can rise above you. And you're the person that helped them off the ground. This is what I'm dealing with tonight when I deal with in the workplace, when I talk about chaos in the workplace. I talk about that because I experience that day to day. And I believe that God blessed me with the job that I had at that moment, at that time, and he touched my boss, who I love dearly, who I'm going to say is being manipulated by a church-going woman, and she does not understand because of the principalities. And I'm not saying that she's not a smart woman, but sometimes you have to understand the principality of things and how people manipulate you into leaning forward their way. When you know the truth, when you know the gut, you've already seen it, you've already made your decision, but they come back and they twist it around and they turn things around and they make you see it their way. That is a manipulator. But at that time, that I believe that is what God wanted me. He wanted me there to be a service to her, to that company, and to be able to grow. And my mother died knowing that I had a full-time job and that I was doing the right thing because that was a choice that I made. And I still stand by that choice, and I am still grateful for that opportunity. However, it is not conducive to my health or to the company that I work for to continue to work in such manipulation, in such headache, in such destruction. How can a company continue to grow if you have continuously women that are scrabbling over the company's work, sabotaging the other person's life by talking bad about them, pulling them down when they lift you up? How do you continue to work in that type of environment and be happy? It's impossible. Emotional manipulators are masters at leveraging your guilt to their advantage. If you bring up something that's bothering you, they make you feel guilty for mentioning it. If you don't, they make you feel guilty for keeping it to yourself and stewing on it. When you're dealing with emotional manipulators, whatever you do is wrong. And no matter what the problem the two of you are having there, it's your fault. They claim the role of the victim. Okay, manipulative people, somebody's always hurting them. And this is the same thing with this lady that I got the job. I helped her get the job. But the first thing that she does to my boss, she goes to my boss and tell her that I am talking mean to her. Why would I bring you there to belittle you and to hurt you when you had not had a job in years? Why would I do that? So when it comes to emotional manipulators, nothing is ever their fault. No matter what they do or fail to do, it's someone else's fault. Someone else has made them do it, and usually it's you. If you get mad or upset, it's your fault for having unreasonable expectations. If they get mad, it's your fault for upsetting them. Emotional manipulators don't even take accountability for anything. And one thing about them, they are too much too soon. Whether it's a personal relationship or a business relationship, emotional manipulators always skip a few steps. They share too much too soon and expect the same from you. They portray vulnerability and sensitivity, but it's a ruse. The charade is intended to make you feel special for being let into their inner circle, but it's also intended to make you feel not just sorry for them, but also responsible for their feelings. They are also an emotional black hole. Whatever emotional manipulators are feeling, they are geniuses at sucking everyone around them into those emotions. If they're in a bad mood, everyone around them knows it. And that's exactly what that lady does when she comes into the office. She comes in, she don't speak, she has an attitude with my brother, she brings it to the office, and she gets away with it, and nobody says anything to her. No one says anything to her. She gets away with it. If they're in a bad mood, everyone around them knows it, but that's not the worst part. They're so skillful at it. Not only is everyone aware of their mood, they feel it too. This creates a tendency for people to feel responsible for the manipulator's mood and obliged to fix them. They are equally agreed to help and may even volunteer and then look like a matriarch. And that's exactly what she does. She comes in, she takes over my job, making it look like she's helping. Before you know it, she has all of my work on her desk. And my boss look at it as if she's just helping. But she doesn't see that she's being manipulated. She doesn't look at it that way. And it has caused great tension, that it has caused great tension to my health, that it is unbearable for me to even work in the workplace because of the manipulation and the deceitfulness that goes on in that office with that woman on a day-to-day. And this is a church-going lady who hides behind Jesus and calls out Jesus' name throughout the office to get the manipulation done and get it done correctly. An initial eagerness to help was swiftly morphed into sighs, groans, and suggestions that whatever they agreed to do is a huge burden, and if you shine a spotlight on that, reluctances, they'll turn it around on you, assuring you that, of course, they want to help and that you're just being paranoid. The goal to make you feel guilty, indebted, and maybe even crazy. They always one up on you. Manipulators are always one up on you. No matter what problems you may have, emotional manipulators have it worse. They undermine the legitimacy of your complaints by reminding you that their problems are more serious. The message? You have no reason to complain, so shut the heck up. They know all the buttons, all of your buttons to push, and won't hesitate to push them. Emotional manipulators know how to your weak spot, and you're quick to and they're quick to use that knowledge against you. If you're insecure about your weight, they comment on what you eat or the way your clothes fit. If you're worried about an upcoming presentation, they point out how intimidating and judgmental the attendees are. Their awareness of your emotions is off the chart, but they use it to manipulate you, not to make you feel better. Over-manipulation, emotional manipulators drive you crazy because their behavior is so irrational. Now, make no mistakes about it. Their behavior truly goes against reason. So why do you allow yourself to respond to them emotionally and get sucked into the mix? The more irrational and off-base someone is, easier it should be for you to remove yourself from the trap. Quit trying to beat them at their own game. Distance yourself from them emotionally and approach your interactions with them like their science project or their shrink, if you prefer that analogy. You don't need to respond to the emotional chaos, only the facts. Maintaining emotional distance requires awareness. So you have to be aware of this immediately going in. This lady who I'm speaking of at my job, she knows that humming bothers me. Now, we work in a quiet environment where it requires a lot of thinking, meditation, because we deal with a lot of numbers. We're auditors, and we're dealing with special things throughout the day that requires deep concentration. This lady would sit over there and yell, scream. She would hum out loud, and it gives a great distraction, which caused me at some point for me to lose distraction and become very upset and very tense. So I am aware of this, but it's hard when you've gone to your boss and you have tried to speak to them about this issue and nothing positive has come out of this at all. So you can't stop someone from pushing your button, but however, if you don't recognize when it's happening, sometimes you will find yourself in a situation where you'll need to regroup and choose the best way forward. And this is fine, and you shouldn't be afraid to buy yourself some time to do so. Most people feel as though because they work or live with someone, they have no way to control the chaos. And this couldn't be farther from the truth. Once you have identified a manipulator, you begin to find their behavior more predictable and easier to understand. This will equip you to think rationally about when and where you have to put up with them and when and where you don't. You can establish boundaries, and you'll have to do consciously and proactively. If you let these things happen naturally, you're bound to find yourself constantly embroiled in difficult conversations. If you set boundaries and decide when and where you'll engage a difficult person, you can control much of the chaos. The only trick is to stick to your guns and keep boundaries in place when the person tries to cross them, which they will, and beginning it, bring it all together, emotional manipulators can undermine your sense of who you are and even make you doubt your own sanity. Remember, nobody can manipulate you without your consent and your cooperation. So in saying that, guys, when I'm talking about church folk, and I'm talking about people using the Bible and the Word of God to manipulate others and use Scripture, and church people being the most judgmental. Why are they the most judgmental? Because they haven't dealt with their own mess. They haven't had a chance to sit down. Some church folks need the wilderness. Some of them need the wilderness. They need to sit down and have some meditation within themselves so that they will know that you cannot go around picking the bean out of other people's eyes. Instead of, you need to be in the mirror checking yourself. Every day I check myself. Like today I check myself about social media. Okay? Was I posting too much on social media about my illness? Was I? Because I'm here in the hospital and I'm lonely. Yes, I am lonely here, and I would love company. I'm at home. I'm not in my comfort zone. I'm not in the office. I'm not able to do my day-to-day things. Everything is uncertain for me right now. So was I using social media as a display? So I checked myself. It's okay to check yourself, but you got to be honest. If you're not true to yourself, you can't be true to anybody else. Manipulators aren't true. Judgmental church folks aren't true to themselves because they're so busy looking at, oh, look at Sister Sally, her big old hat. Oh, her husband bought her a new car this week. She got those new heels on. Who does she think she is coming in the office all happy? What makes her so happy? I wonder how much money she's making an hour more. Let me try to sabotage her job so that I can get her job. Let me show the boss I'm better than her. Why can't we all just, like Finding Kings, that get along? Why can't we all just come together as one person and bring the goodness to the table and what you have to bring to the table? Why can't you bring that to the table and work with what you have and share a good piece of you instead of trying to belittle another woman, take away her sanity, take away her job, make her feel bad about herself when she picked you up off the ground? Why? What gives you the nerve to do that? To spread gossip throughout the office place? To make another person look bad? You're already ugly on the outside. Very ugly woman. Very ugly on the inside. And then now you want to be a manipulator, a Christ-like woman, and use God's name throughout the workplace all in vain? This is my platform. No one can stop me. No one can fire me. Speaking on my Blog Talk Radio that I pay for about how I feel about certain situations. This is my radio, and if you don't like it, you can stalk me and listen if you want. I don't care. But you can't terminate me for writing something or saying something on my Facebook page, talking on my radio. This is my radio, my platform. And if you don't like it, you don't have to listen to it. But I am going to talk about the manipulators because that's what you are. You are a manipulator if you're going around talking about other people who have tried to help you get out of a situation that you have no place to stay, you have no car. And because I am a compassionate woman and because I am a loving individual, I want to see nothing but good for you. And I want to see you take care of my niece. I want to see you take care of your daughter. But all you have done is cause me grief and hurt me and backlash me and ridicule me. And no one is there to help me to see that but the man upstairs. So I have to come up with tactics to deal with the manipulator in the workplace, to get along with you and compromise with you when you should have been fired from the beginning, when you sat there and you called our boss a lesbian, when you have talked about the people in our company. That was in your first 90 days. You should have been fired. But you were such a manipulator. You got a chance to stay, and manipulators always seem to get what they want because they're great at pressing the buttons, the emotions of the person that they're manipulating. I would never talk about any person that has helped me off the ground. I would never turn my back on someone that has helped me off the ground. My boss has been very good to me. She hired me with my situation. I was honest with her. I did not manipulate her for my job. I came in there and I told her the truth. The truth will set you free. And if I leave that job, I will leave there telling her the truth. I don't burn bridges, I build them. It is time for grown women to stop acting like children, to stop manipulating men, women, people. And the people I work at got to be real slow because the people where this woman has worked at before has figured her out a long time ago. That is why no one has hired her. And now they're about to lose a great person because they choose to hang on to such a low-flame individual as such. I am a wonderful person. I am an amazing person. I will not allow a manipulator. I will not allow a jealous person to make me think any less of myself. I have been through some horrific things in my life, but as long as I got breath in me, I will overcome each and every last one of them because I don't need the manipulator on my side. I need the man upstairs on my side. And God will continue to place people in my path that will work for me and serve me, and I will serve them. And I will be nothing but of good service, and I will bring nothing but goodness to the people that are in my life. And if you're at a point where I have served you and I no longer serve you, then it is time for us to cut the umbilical cord, for us to move in our separate ways. I am not a low-flame individual. There's nothing about me that burns low at all. I am a fighter. I am a high-flame individual. I am of service. I am honest. I am kind. I am true. I will give you the shirt off my back. I will always look you square in the face and be honest with you. I expect nothing out of you but what I give you. If I give you nothing but love, that is all I expect from you. If I give you a hug, that is all I expect from you. If I give you thanks, that's all I expect from you. I want the same thing I give you. You will never find me initiating hate towards you. You will never find me initiating bad talk about you. I give you what you give me, but I will initially give you the best of me. But when you give me BS, I am going to return it right back to you. And you can say whatever you like. I don't care. I am one of the best and fierce women you'll ever meet. I can be a part of your team, or I can be your worst nightmare on the team. I am very knowledgeable about a lot of things, although you may misconstrue it because I have made a poor choice in my life. So some people may misconstrue that poor choice that I made 10 years ago, that I'm a stupid woman. I'm far from stupid. I know much about the law. I know much about a lot of things that I can elaborate on because I educate myself fiercely. So you will never find me on a topic that I cannot back up without much proper research that I will not be able to elaborate on in a healthy and sensible manner. I'm sorry that I was not able to take calls tonight again. Hopefully tomorrow night I'll be home. I did this episode tonight without coughing. I did 30 minutes tonight with you guys. I want to thank you all for listening, all of you that support me. Thank you all. I mean that from my heart. I do believe that God is about to open up some different doors for me, some doors that I have not even knocked on. And I hope that you are on the other side of that door so that when you open that door for me and I look you square in the eye, I can be of great service to you. Thank you tonight for listening to me. Thank you for taking the time to enter my world, my thoughts. Thank you for my prayers. And I hope that you have an awesome evening, an awesome morning, an awesome day, and that nothing but goodness and greatness come to your life. Have a good night.